And when we grow and when we get to know God, then no matter what is thrown before us, our growth in Christ will rule all those things out. You know, he tells us that all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father. That's not God's plan at all. Not for us, but it's all of the world. And you know, I thought about that and I said, you know what? The devil, he's not very smart. He's not. Now, he can do a lot of things, but he's not very smart. He laid all his cards on the table a long time ago. And he's playing a hand that we've all seen. And you know, when you're playing cards and you get to see the other person's hand, you have a certain advantage there. You know, you said, well, you know, and I play this one. She's going to play that. I think I better hold this one because I know what she has. Well, you know, we know what the devil's cards are because he's already played them. He laid them out on the table. We know how he's going to play. We know what he's going to play. And we got to be smarter than he is. And what I mean by that, you flip over to Matthew chapter 4 and I'll show you that. He really only has one game. And his game is to trap us using the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's his whole hand. That's his whole hand. All of it is not of the Father. He played his hand with Christ in the wilderness, and Christ showed us how to play our hand. So all we got to do is play our hand the same way he played his, and we will not be swayed by the devil and his world and his plan. Now, in Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse number 1, we see the account of Jesus going, being led into the wilderness. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after a hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. That is the lust of the flesh. You're hungry. And let me tell you something. You know, the devil, that's his hand. Now, it might not always be about your belly. It might be about what you put on. It might be about what you get in and what you live in. But it's all about the lust of the flesh. He just plays the same hand over and over and over. But here was Christ's answer. He answered and said, it is written. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He says, we need to get in touch with God, he said. We need to grow. And he says, growth will rule out all of these other options that the devil might try to put into your pathway. I'm not that hungry, is what Jesus said. I'm hungrier for the word of God, for his will. Well, what other cards did the devil hold? Well, verse number 5 says, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. What is he saying to him? You know what? He says, why don't you just go ahead and reveal yourself right now? Forget about God's plan. What's he know about a plan? You could have a better plan. You are, after all, the Son of God, aren't you? Then just throw yourself down. Let's just go ahead and make a show of it right now. Let's make it about you and not about the Father. But what did Christ always say? Father, you be glorified. You be glorified. Well, the devil said, forget about glorifying the Father. Just glorify yourself. He's playing the same cards today. We know how he works. We know exactly how he works. We need to do exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him again, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. He says, God's got this. And we need to say that sometimes to ourselves. God's got this. It's not all about what I believe is always best for me. Then he says again. In verse number 8, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them and saith, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. You know what that is? The lust of the eyes. You see what you can have. If you'll just compromise what you believe in, you can have all this. Sound familiar? Have you heard it? Have you seen it? Have you seen people give in to it? But look what Jesus said. Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Amen. Growth. When you get to know God, like Christ knew God the Father, then there won't be any other options other than following after him. We'll be able to say, like Jesus said, "Get away from me, devil. Get away from me, devil." Here's what the Word of God says. But we got to know what it says to be able to say what it says. Not to say what you heard me say, but to say what you know to be the Word of God. Same hand. He just tweaks it a little bit, but it's always the same game. It always turns out the same way if we don't know the Word of God. But you know one thing the Bible tells us, why we ought not to love it. We ought not to love the things of the world. We ought not to follow after the things that we're drawn to, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He said, because it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He says, all these things will pass away. And the desire to have them and the memory that you had them will all pass away. But he that does the will of God will abide forever. Little children, young men, fathers, mothers, do the will of God and abide forever. Growth is not an option. And when you grow in Christ, you rule out all the other options. You know, you discern that all other ground is sinking sand. And you build on the foundation, which is Christ. You know that there is but one glorious eternal life. And you seek after it with all your heart. You know, it reminded me of the song taught to children that illustrates the need to grow in Christ. And I think it couldn't be said any clearer. And I think I've used that as an example before. It just says, read your Bible. Pray every day. And you'll grow, grow, grow. And the second verse says, neglect your Bible. Forget to pray. And you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. Well, what God wants us to do is to grow. He wants us to grow so that we know him without a doubt. He wants us to grow so that we will never be at jeopardy of falling in love with the world and the ways of the world and giving in to that same old tricks that the devil plays over and over and over again. Our study material is all around us. You know, we don't just have the Word of God, but we also have the work of God that evidences who he is. And that draws us closer to him. You know what? When I walk out in the morning and get ready to go to work, just to hear all the birds singing reminds me of who God is. And it reminds me that I need to get to know him a little bit better. And you know, one day we were standing out in the driveway, and I'm almost done here, but we were standing out in the driveway. And at the end of the driveway, we saw, you know, that's where all the pecans get ran over by the car. And the birds just kind of feast there. And there were little bitty birds there that were just diving down and getting a little food and going back up. And they were so tiny, you couldn't even really see them. I mean, literally, the birds were so small, they were on the ground. You couldn't tell they were on the ground until they flew up to go to a tree. And then another group came down. And I asked Kathy, I said, "What kind of birds are those?" She said, "They're sparrows." And it was just in that thought that I thought, okay, now I understand better the Word of God. Because those sparrows were so little. They were such a small little bird. And they blended with the color of the dirt. And if his eye is on that sparrow.
Amen.
I thought, my goodness, he does love me, doesn't he? He says, just like I can see that little bitty sparrow, I can see you, big boy. I know what's going on. And that's the God that we serve. And I thought, even in that, God says, you better get to know me a little bit better, buddy. I read that so many times, but I didn't know what a sparrow really was, how little it was, how insignificant, but how significant it is to God. And if that, God says, I'm giving you my word. I'm giving you all these things around me, all these things around you to remind you that you need to get to know me better. Grow, 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 grow. And the more you know me, he says, the closer you will get to me. Let's close out in Psalm 19. We'll be done there. Page 435 in your Pew Bibles. Psalm 19, I think, is a good summary for us, a psalm that has been accredited to David. As David speaks about how he has gotten to know God and how he has benefited from knowing the Lord. In Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. You ever just stop and look up and say, oh man, I tell you what, I've done it in both two ways. I've looked up and I've seen the clouds and all that, and I think, oh my goodness, God, you're awesome. And I looked at him from an airplane, you know, where you're above the clouds, and you look down and say, oh God, wow, you did all of this? You did all of this? You are worthy to be praised. He says, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Looks like nothing, but fly through it. It's not just nothing. It's not just fluff. It's not just air. He says, day after day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. He says, God just reveals himself over and over through his creation. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. He says, no matter where you go, they can't run away from God. They got to admit that this is a God who did all of this. He says, their line is going out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. He said, every time the sun comes up. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. He says, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. He says, the law of the Lord is perfect. Here's what we got to get to know. He says, all these things reflect who he is. He says, but we have got to just grow up in the gospel, get to know him and get to know him, and look for him and all that he's created. He says, and then we will be able to declare like David, the law of the Lord is perfect. Converting the soul. Here it is. Here's how it works. He said, he converts the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Get to know his word. He says, it makes wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Growth, guys, is not an option. Not if we want to please God and to know him better. Growth rules out all other options, because through our growth, we know without a doubt that there is but one God and one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, so glad. So glad. That you understand the stages of our faith. Lord, I'm thankful for the word that converts. The word that reveals to us our need for forgiveness. The word that shows us the Father and His love for us. Then I'm thankful, Lord, that your word takes us beyond salvation. And your word reveals to us your plan. And as we study and seek to show ourselves approved before you, Lord, we get to know you better. And you take us from being that little child in our faith to being young men and young women. More mature and more able to apply the Word of God. And Lord, you don't leave us there. You take us from the little child to the young man, to the young woman, to the fathers and the mothers of the faith. Those who have known you from the beginning and who have walked faithfully after you. Lord, I pray that whatever stage of our spiritual lives we're in right now, I pray, Lord, you would give us a desire to take it to the next level. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand that you've given us all the material that we need, the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that we might read it every day and pray every day and grow. Lord, I pray that you'd let us grow to the point that we would be bold in our sharing of our faith, that we would be bold in letting our lives so shine for you. And I pray, Father, that you would give us that reward of being able to be a part of seeing another come to know Christ as Savior. Lord, I pray your blessings for everyone who is listening here today, that you would help us to have that desire. Let the words of our mouth, Lord, and meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. Let it be acceptable to you, Lord, and use it for your glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.